We're about to go into the motor room, and you should expect to hear some interesting sounds here. We're still on board the Nore. Hi, Bo.
These new motors, like I was saying, they're like a drill motor, only they're big. You see, they're a lot bigger. Yeah, 1,500 horse each. You look in here, this is where you see all the windings turning, just like a drill motor.
Yeah, very cool.
We're sending power up from the main engine room up into here. Then you got shafts. Shaft.
Oh, look at that turning so fast. Wow, drive shaft. Okay, I'm looking at a drive shaft, guys. Look that one up. Okay, now we're looking at some thrusters. They're huge.
The wind, you get to know in the wind by the different speeds. You hear that wind. Now your motor, these are your shafts coming along. That's the right angle here. It goes straight down. And you got about a 6 or 8, I think it's about an 8-foot wheel down there that drives the ship. Now these wheels, because the boat's got a dynamic positioning, you got one, two, and you got one up on the bow. And they can turn 360 degrees. They don't have rudders. These just turn. And they can turn independently. You know, we can blow two that way and one hold us in position. The computer takes it and just holds us where it's got to be.
I'm looking at some parts, all the spare parts for the ship. It's like a Home Depot on the sea. Hi, now we're in the workshop, and it's quieter. There are so many tools here, and I'm actually touching some pipes that
wires. These are heavy cables, electricity.
Wires,
feeding.
Wow.
These are feeding
thick wires, bigger around than two or three of my fingers, and they're warm from the energy going through them.
Right, exactly.
So these are what power the
motors. These are running back to your motors. These two. These are, you know, you're feeding back. Now these aren't as warm because they're bigger.
They're bigger. Yeah, okay, so the heat's not as concentrated.
Right.
Hi. I'm now looking at the ship's water treatment plant, where essentially it's a sewage treatment plant. All the sewage from the ship is treated, and the bacteria are killed, and then the water is sent back out into the sea.
You work on everything pretty much. Sure, the actual speed, but it's quick. It separates the fuel out, and we clean it. And then it runs, you know, through a whole bunch of filter systems before it actually gets to the engine.
Is that a way that you can buy cheaper grade fuel?
No, because it just...
Standard
it's same stuff,
fuel.
Yeah. It just we get it cheaper, of course.
Yeah.
No road tax on it.
Right.
And then quantity. We hold about 150. You'll notice when every now and then you'll see one of us up in the main lab forward there dipping the tank. What we're doing is that's our main tank that we transfer to, and then we pull it from all different parts of the ship to keep the ship balanced, and then we put it into that tank, and that's where we read how much fuel we're using. That's how we know. Reverse osmosis, you push it. We take salt water, we push it through some high pressure filters, a bunch of them, about five of them, and they're self-cleaning filters, and it just pushes salt water through, and then takes all the salt out and makes it fresh water. Here, let's get it over.
Okay, we're about to enter the main engine room. I'm going to tape record the sound, but I won't try to talk over it. So are you ready, everybody?
Yeah, you got four main engines. We number them 1, 2, 3, 4, starboard to port. You see they're just big generators is all they are.
Machinery that brings in the salt water that's used to cool the engines.
An auxiliary machinery room.
An auxiliary machinery room.